Hey everybody, Cindy Swanson with you again with the Notes in the Key of Life podcast. And once again, I am doing the Random Dozen meme, which is just a bunch of random questions hosted by Linda from Second Cup of Coffee blog, which is second-cup-of-coffee.blogspot.com. I'll include a link under this podcast as well, and we'll get started. First of all, is there a word which you initially mispronounced? Were the circumstances in which you made the faux pas embarrassing? Well, I won't say that I pride myself on being pretty good about pronunciations, but I do know how to pronounce a lot of things because I spend most of my life, or have spent most of my life, talking on the radio. But there are a few things that I've mispronounced, and I can't remember them right now. I don't think that it was really embarrassing. I know that when I used to do the news on Radio 91, the manager over there, Ron Tietzort, who was also the morning show co-host, he called me out on mispronouncing the word poinsettia, which I pronounced poinsettia. That's just how I've always heard it, poinsettia. And he was like, no, it's poinsettia, poinsettia. And I actually looked it up at Merriam-Webster.com because I was so sure that it was okay to call it poinsettia. And sure enough, there were two pronunciations there, and it was kind of like, you could use either one. So I called him out on that, and I told him, hey, you know, it can be poinsettia or poinsettia. And I just prefer poinsettia, so that's it. I can't think of anything else really that I mispronounced that was embarrassing or anything like that. But I'm sure there have been times when I have mispronounced things, especially athletes' names. If you've never heard of the athlete, it's just not a good idea to say the name on the air, because you are probably going to mispronounce it and make yourself look like an idiot to people who do know how to pronounce it. So, I'm sure that I've mispronounced athletes' names many times. Number two, how do you feel about the use of texting shortcuts and trends? Well, I'm ambivalent about that because I text sometimes. And I don't do a very good job of it because it just takes me a long time to text. So I am okay with, you know, shortening things like Y-O-U to you and stuff like that in texting. But what I don't like is the fact that all of that is bleeding over into everything else. It's like, I'm afraid young people are thinking that it's okay to write like that under any circumstances. I've heard about kids that filled out job applications that were full of things like that. And no, not acceptable. Schools and teachers need to make sure that kids know, hey, that is not the correct way to write. You can text that way, you know, you can talk online that way, but that's not how you write in real life. Number three, tell me about your high school senior picture. Now, I don't have a copy. Well, I do have a copy of my senior picture in my yearbook, but I don't have a scanner, so I can't scan it. It's all right. I don't really like the way I look. I don't think I have enough makeup on in the picture. And I look really serious in the picture. I'm not really smiling very big. If somebody dug it up and here's your senior picture, I wouldn't be embarrassed by it. You know, it's okay. It's not like I would be embarrassed. It's not like my junior high pictures, which are absolutely horrible. But no, I don't like the senior picture that much. Five, share a high school or college homecoming memory. Well, in Bible college, I actually got to be on the homecoming court one time, and it was a voted thing. I really liked that because in high school, I guess I wasn't unpopular, but I wasn't part of the crowd that got voted to homecoming court. I was more like an intellectual popular. I was more like a newspaper staff popular. But in college, it was really neat to be on the homecoming court and got to buy a beautiful formal dress for it and fix up and everything. And that was fun. I enjoyed that. Number six, Linda at Mocha with Linda wants to know, do you prefer sunrises or sunsets? Working early hours as I have for much of my radio career, I have seen some pretty spectacular sunrises. I don't really prefer either one. I think they're both beautiful in their own way. Number 7, Lee at Cece's Corner asks, what is something you have not done that you desire to do? Well, that's pretty easy. There's some places I want to travel to that I really would like to do before I die. I definitely want to go to England, Ireland, and Scotland. And I would do that probably on the same trip. And then on another trip, I would love to go to Paris. I just want to really bad. I don't care. Some people that have been to Paris have said, oh, France is dirty. You're not going to like it that much. The people don't use deodorant. Whatever. I want to go. And I just really hope and pray that someday I can do those two things. Number 8, Carol at Wanderings of an Elusive Mind. I love that title. If you could come back in another life as an animal, which would it be? I wouldn't. I just wouldn't want to be an animal at all. And so I'm glad I don't believe in coming back in other lives. Number 9, Joyce from the other side of the pond is curious, where were you 10 years ago? Well, I would say that 10 years ago, I was here in Rockford, Illinois, living in a different house. And this was when I had not gotten hold of the fact that I needed to get in shape physically. And believe me, it's a work in progress. I'm still trying to lose more weight and get healthier even than I am. But at that time, I was really overweight and it just was not a happy condition to be in. Even though, you know, other things were going on in my life that I was fine with and happy with, you know, my kids were still at home, that sort of thing. But I really prefer where I am right now as far as physically and emotionally and mentally and spiritually and all that. Number 10, when you are proven to be correct in any contentious discussion, do you gloat? I don't think I do, but maybe I do. But like maybe if I'm in a contentious discussion with my husband and he's just insistent on something and I get to prove I'm right, maybe I do gloat. I know, that's not attractive. Sorry about that. Number 11, what is your favorite food, which includes the ingredient caramel? And there we go again with the pronunciations. Some people say caramel. I grew up all my life saying caramel. And I've since then learned or heard, not even sure about this one, that the correct pronunciation is caramel. I don't know. But I guess I will go with that. It just sounds pretty caramel. Well, there are these things that they don't actually have the word caramel in them, but they do have caramel or caramel topping inside them. They're called oatmeal caramelitas, and they are ridiculous. They have oatmeal, they have chocolate chips, they have caramel ice cream topping. Just love it. Number 12, from Linda's 17-year-old daughter, if you could be part of any fictional family, which family would you choose and why? You know, maybe the March family and Little Women. They just seem to have a sweet life and things turned out pretty good for them, even though they had some sadness, but that's true in all lives. So that is the Random Dozen. And again, you can check out the link underneath this post. Okay, and also I'd love for you to visit me at my blog, Notes in the Key of Life. I will have the link below as well. Hope you enjoyed this. Have a fantastic day. Cindy Swanson with the Notes in the Key of Life podcast.